Morning, this is Clementine and Lavinia with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, an accountant who was accused of defrauding the Empire Theatre in Toowoomba was found guilty and will serve 2 years in prison. The accountant had embezzled nearly $850,000 to his personal account over 7 years while working for the theatre, having disguised the transactions as superannuation payments. The court heard that the accountant had no outstanding debts, gambling or substance-related habits, and had continued the calculated fraud habitually. There was no evidence to suggest he had spent the ill-gotten funds. In other news, tens of thousands of baby coral grown on land or settled from wild spawn slicks have been transplanted onto the Great Barrier Reef. Acting Pilot Deployments Director for the Australian Institute of Marine Science said, quote, "This year we produced around 40,000 coral seeding devices, which is quite a lot more than ever been done before in a research capacity," end quote. The Institute is helping train tourism operators, traditional owners and coral aquarists in reef restoration. Wapabara are the traditional owners of the Keppel Bay Island National Park, and rangers like Ammer and Cleland have been taught how to deploy the coral seeding devices. Mr. Cleland said it was about getting traditional owners back on the land to look after it, just as they have for thousands of years. He said, quote, "Not only incorporating our cultural knowledge, but with the help of the Institute giving us that scientific insight on how to look after country as well," end quote. Today, a decision has been made by the Fair Work Commission that the wage award for 18 to 20-year-old workers would be removed in the retail, pharma and fast food industries. This only applies for employees working for all the same organisation for longer than 6 months. This would mean employees older than 18 would be paid the full award wage for their industry after an initial 6-month period of junior wages. The decision comes after an application made by the SDA union to continue junior wages for people under the age of 20. More information to come, so stay tuned to Workers' Power.
And excitingly for all you hobby astronomers, the pink moon will be rising over Australia on Wednesday, April 1st, and reach its peak on Thursday, April 2nd. Although called the pink moon or the paschal moon, the moon will appear in its natural silvery colour, not pink. Its name actually comes from the pink spring wildflowers or phlox, which bloom all across the northern hemisphere at this time of year. This comes from the traditional naming practices of the early Native Americans, who named each moon based on what could be seen in nature. If you're interested in seeing it, the full moon will appear at its best just after sunset, though it'll be looking full the night before and after as well. In international news, Russia has ordered that a UK diplomat leave the country over allegations of spying, continuing a trend of both countries expelling each other's diplomats. The Russian FSB claimed the diplomat had provided false information when applying for entry into the country, an allegation the UK has called complete nonsense and an aggressive and coordinated harassment against British diplomats. Russia claimed the false information amounted to signs of intelligence activities and has shared the diplomat's name on national news. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. And yes, we will be discussing the change to the junior rates in Workers' Power coming up.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.